This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Afghanistan is counting votes a day after it held its presidential election. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
An upsurge in violence in the run-up to the elections following the collapse of U.S. Taliban talks to end America's longest war had already rattled Afghanistan. Yet many voters expressed frustration over government corruption and chaos at polling stations, such as incomplete voters' lists and unworkable biometric ID systems. Reports of violence emerged from southern Afghanistan, the former spiritual heartland of the Taliban. A bomb attack on a local mosque where a polling station was located wounded 15 people. Elections in Afghanistan are notoriously flawed. In the last presidential polls in 2014, allegations of widespread corruption were so massive that the United States intervened. No winner was declared, and the U.S. cobbled together a unity government. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Syria's top diplomat is demanding the immediate withdrawal of American and Turkish forces from his country, and says his government reserves the right to defend its territory in any way necessary if they remain. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Addressing the UN General Assembly through a translator, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim says the U.S. and Turkey maintain an illegal military presence in northern Syria and must leave.
Should they refuse, we have the right to take any and all countermeasures authorized under international law.
Syria's civil war has been going on for 8 years, and while most of the country has returned to government control, the oil-rich northeast is held by U.S.-backed Kurdish groups, and rebels still hold part of the Northwest. I'm Julie Walker.
The UN Refugee Agency and the Coast Guard say a boat carrying at least 50 Europe-bound migrants capsized in the Mediterranean Sea off Libya. The UNHCR has not released any details on casualties. From Washington, this is VOA News. Thousands of protesters in Hong Kong regrouped after police fired tear gas at them Sunday. The demonstrators marched along a thoroughfare in downtown Hong Kong in a second straight day of defiance. Many fear there will be more violence ahead of China's National Day on Tuesday. Many protesters fled earlier after riot police fired multiple rounds of tear gas to disperse a large crowd that amassed at the Causeway Bay shopping area. To demonstrate solidarity, thousands marched in Australia today. Adam, one of the organizers, says he feels it's his duty to support the protesters in Hong Kong.
To Hong Kong, I want you to see this crowd and let you know that you do not stand alone in your fight in Hong Kong, that we stand with you, not just here in Sydney, but around the world. Today we all stand with you, and forever we will stand with you.
On Saturday, Hong Kong police fired tear gas and water cannons after protesters threw bricks and firebombs at government buildings. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says public opinion is now on the side of an impeachment inquiry against U.S. President Donald Trump. This follows the release of new information about his conversations with Ukraine's president. She says the impeachment investigation will follow the facts.
This is a very sad time for our country. This is no joy in this. It's sad. We must be somber, we must be prayerful, and we must pursue the facts further to make a decision as to, did this violate the Constitution of the United States, which I believe it did, or else I would not have made the statement that I did.
Pelosi announced her support for an investigation after the surfacing of a whistleblower complaint that says Mr. Trump appeared to solicit a political favor from Ukraine's president. Asian American groups are objecting to the Trump administration's efforts to step up deportations of Cambodians, as dozens of refugees with criminal convictions are being ordered to report to federal officials next week for removal. Asian American activists argue that many of those facing deportation served criminal sentences years and in some cases decades ago, when they were troubled young refugees struggling to adjust to a new country after their families fled Cambodia's brutal Khmer Rouge regime. A magnitude 6.4 earthquake struck off the southern coast of the Philippines Sunday morning. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology says several aftershocks were felt. There were no immediate reports of casualties. For more on any of today's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download the mobile app for news on the go. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.